Greetings, Big Bear Valley residents. Welcome to another episode of Mountain Matters. This is Ryan Orr, bringing you the news you need to know. Residents woke up Thursday morning to yet more snow after the latest of what seems like countless storms passed through the Big Bear Valley. While our drought-stricken region and namesake lake are in desperate need of moisture, there seems to be a welcome relief in the forecast, with a warmer and clear weekend on the horizon and no significant precipitation in the forecast in the next several days. The good news is that Big Bear Lake's level has increased by 7 feet and 1 inch since January 3rd, a number that will undoubtedly rise further as the melt-off continues. It's already been confirmed that the East Boat Ramp will be open for the summer season due to the lake's rise, and we hope more news of formerly full recreational areas like Swim Beach will also benefit from the runoff. For weekly lake statistics, visit bbmwd.com. Some lucky fight fans may catch a glimpse of one of MMA's most famous figures as Conor the Notorious McGregor has announced on his social media channels that his next fight camp will take place in Big Bear Lake. The area has long been a favorite among fighters such as Tito Ortiz, Oscar De La Hoya, and Mike Tyson due to the advantage of high-altitude training. McGregor is gearing up for a return to the octagon after a long layoff to face Michael Chandler. Further details on the fight haven't been released yet. A new curator has joined the Big Bear Alpine Zoo for what we hope will be her forever home. Jessica Witten joins the local zoo after spending 3 years opening the world's first beluga whale sanctuary in Iceland. After losing several of the zoo's favorite residents last year, including all of the original wolves that had spent decades at the zoo, Witten hopes to find new animal ambassadors to come to Big Bear. Weather delays continue to affect everything from prep sports to concerts and more. The latest victim is the delay of the opening of the Baldwin Lake Ecological Reserve and its corresponding wildflower walks. According to the Southern California Mountains Foundation, the first wildflower walks will be postponed until at least April 8th to keep the area safe for the unique belly plants, some of which can't be found anywhere else in the world. Keep your eye on the social media pages for the foundation as they will update the opening dates as further assessments are made. That's it for this episode of Mountain Matters. Thank you for joining us. For these stories and more, visit kbhr933.com or bigbeargrizzly.net. And always remember to stay informed, get involved, and take care.